Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Amen.
When you get in that mindset, when you get in that mind frame, then you will begin to prosper. Glory to God. I got a surprise for you all. You all probably didn't know, but this is a two-part message. Me and my wife tag team. Say amen to the Apostle April come forth.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
God. Amen.
All right.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Woo! Apostle Smith, you could have closed us out. Amen.
And
amen. Hallelujah. Prosperity. Prosperity and why you should pursue it. Do you not know that prosperity is simply having enough of God's provision to complete his instruction for your life? I'll repeat it for my note takers. All prosperity is, it isn't evil, it isn't witchcraft, it isn't spells, it isn't voodoo. It is something ordained by God. Prosperity is simply having enough of God's provision to complete his instructions for your life. Repeat after me. I want prosperity.
I want prosperity.
I want prosperity.
So that I can.
So that I can.
Complete his instructions for my
life. His instructions for my life.
For my life.
Amen.
Life.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. You want prosperity to come and visit your household. Praise God.
Amen.
That's
thank
all
you.
It is.
Amen.
That's all it is. Money in the hands of a believer is a tool to do God's will.
Yes.
I'll repeat that again. Money in the hands of a believer is a tool to do God's will. Someone said
Amen.
That money in the hands of an unbeliever is a snare. But money in your hands as a believer is a tool to do God's will.
Amen.
Prosperity.
Amen.
Prosperity is none other to carry out your great commission. The
Amen.
Reason,
Amen.
You don't know why, let me tell you the reason why. The reason why God wants you to be successful is to financially support and undergird the work of God through you. He
mm-hmm.
wants to
yes.
bless you. He wants to bless you so he can be your sponsor. Duh.
Yes.
He wants to
Hallelujah.
Bless you. So that he can
Amen.
Be your underwriter.
Amen.
As God sends
Hallelujah.
Prosperity into your life, he not only meets your needs, but he also makes it possible for you to help carry out
yes.
the Great Commission.
Yes.
What
Amen.
Is the Great Commission? The Great Commission is so that thousands of people, hundreds of people, dozens of people can learn about God's will, God's
yes.
way, God's love. God's hope to give you prosperity gives you greater influence and greater resources to reach a greater amount of people at one time.
Yes.
Poor people can only talk to one person at a time.
Jesus.
But a prosperous believer, when God has blessed them with prosperity, can then begin to reach dozens, hundreds, thousands, at one time. You then
Thank
have
you,
resources to build mission stations. You get the resources to go on gospel radio, television programs. You get to do soul winning ministries locally, mm-hmm. nationally, internationally. You get to launch organizations for clothing, feeding, and financing God's people who are in need. Prosperity would do. This is why it's so important to pursue finances. why it's important to pursue prosperity. We gave you three major reasons why God delights in blessing you financially. Number one,
Amen.
To serve as an example. God wants mm-hmm. your success to serve as an example of what his love and power can do in your life.
Mm-hmm.
That's the number one reason. He wants you to be the example. It shouldn't be the other way around, where the world have to second guess believing God because they believe that when you believe God, that means you're poor, you're broke, and you become the borrower, not
Come
the
on. Man, amen.
You got it twisted.
Amen.
Got it backwards. Number two, the second reason why God delights in blessing you financially is so that you can, number one, provide for your family. The
That's
Bible
right.
talks about it in 1 Timothy 5 and 8. He says, but if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel.
Well,
that's the word of God.
Amen. Amen.
That's Timothy talking.
All right.
In other words, God does not delight in you not having enough to feed your children. God does not delight and get the glory if your family is living in a rat breeding, roach infested tenement.
Amen.
God does not
Amen.
Get the glory
Help us, Lord.
If you don't have enough to no. eat and your children don't have enough to eat and all you have to give them is worn down clothes and shoes with holes in them. God doesn't get the glory. He wants to take you up out of that mess.
Thank
he wants you,
you
to provide
Amen.
For your
Thank
family.
You.
He wills it for your life.
Come on,
and then I told you the third reason is because
Amen.
He wants you to carry out the Great Commission. He wants you to be able to meet masses. He wants you to be able, there's some powerful men and women of God, even under the sound of my voice, and people want to have you overseas. People want to have you in the next city. People want to have you speak and lay
yes,
hands in
yes.
the next state. But you're poor. You can't even get over there. Can't
my
even
God.
Afford a Greyhound bus. That's not the will of God. Why would
not
he equip you with an assignment but not provide for you to go and carry out the assignment?
Amen.
It don't make sense. People of God, we gave you three reasons why God wants you to pursue prosperity, why God delights in blessing you. But do you not know, study the gospel. Jesus spoke more about money than he did on prayer or faith.
Amen.
Wow.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus spoke more about money than he did on prayer and faith. Look it up for yourself. See how much Jesus spoke about faith. See how much Jesus spoke about prayer, and then compare it to how much he spoke about money. Money isn't a miracle. Money is simply a reward for solving a problem for someone else.
My goodness.
When you solve a problem, you birth a stream of favor. And everywhere you find favor, you will find money. Wow.
Wow.
Jesus. Some of you all are broke because you simply don't know how to bask in favor. You simply don't know how to solve someone else's problem. So therefore, you miss out on birthing out favor. You're so consumed and selfish on what you don't have that you're not thinking of how to even get outside of yourself and solve somebody else's problem so that God can birth out favor, and then with the favor, money will come. It's time to rethink your strategy.
Amen.
Yes, that's good.
Money is a tool. What is it a tool for? Number one, to achieve your dreams, achieve your assignment, achieve your purpose. Number two, money is a tool to bridge your future. You all have aspirations, dreams. Some of you are entrepreneurs. You want to be a publisher, write books. You want to act, be a movie star. You want to create a nonprofit organization. You want to just travel and be an evangelist. Well, guess what's going to bridge you to your future? money, because you're going to need finances to underwrite, to underguard, and to be able to fulfill the things that you need to achieve. Number three, money is a tool. It's the solution to 1,000 problems. Does not the Bible say money answereth all things?
Amen.
You can't be in love with money.
That's right. Amen.
The Bible says, for the love of money is the root of all evil. I'm not in love with money, but guess what? I'm in love with what money can do.
Come on.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I'm in love with what money can provide. I'm in love with what money can solve as far as problems for other people. I'm in love with how money can help me carry out the Great Commission to preach the gospel, to win souls, to provide for my family. That's what it is on today.
Yes.
I gave you three reasons. My apostle Andrew, he spoke and gave you reasons why you should ask even today. Some of you all have not even asked this in your whole life, but you need to ask, starting today, the Holy Spirit to be your financial partner on the earth. Some of you all have not even phrased that question to the Holy Spirit. You've just basically, Lord, I need, come on, Jesus, rain down on me. Oh, God, open up the windows of heaven. Why me, Lord? Why I'm broke? Why? But none of us take the wisdom approach and say, God, Holy Spirit, be my financial partner on earth. Show me how I can answer 1,000 problems through the finances. Show me how to solve problems for someone else, to birth out favor, because I know where favor is, there is also money. Turn me upside down. He corrected my stupid thinking. He corrected my ignoramus thinking. He corrected some of the flaws in how I was basically a cliche. But he said, I'm calling you up out of that cliche, and I'm going to make you purposeful on the land. And I have honor.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because of
Thank
him,
you.
We're able to give you the full nutrients that you need. There's a lot of people that are
Thank
being received on today in churches, and all they're being fed is, he'll pick you up, turn you around, place you on the ground. And that's all they That's all they hear. But, yeah, nothing wrong with what they just said. But when you finish hitting your high note, standing on your tippy toes, hooping it and hollering, can you give me a how he can pick me up, turn me around?
Amen. Okay.
Yeah.
Can
All right.
you
yeah.
teach me how to stay on that solid ground that God has placed me on?
Okay. Help us. Help us.
People
Amen.
Think just because you talk about prosperity right. and money, they just love money. For the love of money is a root of evil. They just talk about money. Well, stupid. Did it ever occur to you that that's what you talk about all day long, too? When you
Come
talk
on.
About paying your bills?
Okay.
When you talk
Amen.
About registering your kids? When you talk
Truth
about
right
all
there.
Of the people, hallelujah, that you want to bless or that you can't financially bless, that you want to send your children to school and college? Isn't that talking about finances?
Come on, teach them.
Teach them. Amen. Teachers, mom.
Just because
teachers.
You talk about prosperity does not mean that you're in love with money. It means that you got a message that you're having a bullhorn to your mouth to wake up the people
the
of
people.
God.
The people. Wake us up. Wake us
God.
Up. Amen.
It's time to change how we think about the almighty dollar. It's time to change how God views the almighty dollar, because we've been taught erroneously on how God views money. God doesn't want you to have money. Don't you dare pursue money. But what are we supposed to pursue? Poverty?
Come on.
Okay.
You're supposed to have the relationship with God. Get that down pat. But God isn't a God that likes you to sit idle. He doesn't just want you to be in his face all day long. He's going to send you out. But when he sends you out, you got to have equipment and you got to have resources to be effective. Matter of
Amen.
Fact, God will
Amen.
Whoop you. God will definitely get after you if all you do is sit in his face all day long. He'll tell you, I fed you 2 minutes ago. Why are you still here? Go out there and teach other people what I just imparted in you in your worship time. You're not effective.
Man.
You're not effective to anybody if you just stay in your own house, in your own secret closet for 23 hours of the day. Now, there's seasons that you worship God and you separate and go on your own, you know, sabbatical. But when you come out of it, the purpose of a sabbatical, the purpose of a consecration is to make yourself stronger so that when you go out there, you won't be defeated.
Amen.
Everything you
Amen.
Do for somebody else, everything that you do will be a solution for someone else. The reason why we pray so hard, the reason why we do what we do, it isn't for us, but it's to make ourselves strong and equipped and have the download of impartation so that when we come on the line with you, when we go and travel to different regions, when we lay hands, when we walk into an establishment, the glory of God will then begin to solve some of your problems.
Amen. Help us.
But you can't be effective
if
you have no resources. What's the purpose of fasting 40 days? 21 days, praying 18 hours a day, and you get an invite, a golden opportunity to go and preach somewhere, and you got to turn it down because a woman of God, I really don't have the finances to get on a Greyhound bus, and I don't have my own car, and I can't afford an airplane ticket. So therefore, the glory that I've been really searching and asking God for all these months is going to have to stay dormant because I don't even have the resources to get to you and bring forth breakthrough and deliverance. So I'm sorry, your people are going to have to stay bound because I don't know how to even pursue prosperity and allow the Holy Spirit to be my financial partner on earth. I'm so sorry.
My Lord.
That's
Jesus.
Basically what it
Jesus.
Is.
Amen.
So, yes, this is our message today. I know that it broke some of you all. It broke some of the religion, some of the tradition, some of the stupid thinking
Jesus.
We grew up being brainwashed to believe about prosperity. You need to memorize this definition, how prosperity is simply having enough of God's provision to complete his instruction for your life. Heavenly Father, thank you right now for the opportunity to break
thank you.
And transform the lives of your people on today. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for taking the religiosity and the tradition, the traditional thinking. Lord, thank you for renewing our minds to think kingly, to think how you think. Lord, I pray even now that the words that have been spoken on today, let it not land on stormy and thorny hearts. But, Lord, let it be on hearts of flesh to receive your word. And let us not just be hearers of your word, but let us be doers of the word. Let us go into our secret place and begin to ask you to be our financial partner on this earth. Lord, let us ask you in humility how you can show us to be prosperous on this earth, because you already told us in your word in 3 John 1:2, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper, be in health, even as thy soul prosper. Help us to love how you desire to bless us, that you desire to give unto us, not just so that we can hoard it, but so that we can be an example to the world, so that we can provide for our family, and so that we can carry out the Great Commission. Oh, God, I thank you for your people on today.
Yes,
let
Lord.
Them carry this message. Let it be life-changing to
yes.
be good stewards
yes,
over the finances, to be good stewards over what you give us as far as the increase. Oh, God, let us partner with you in all of our endeavors, Holy Spirit, because it's all for nothing if we don't involve you in our budget. It's all for nothing if we don't seek you in our decision-making concerning our budget, because you are wise. You are the greatest accountant ever. You are the greatest mentor ever, and you stand ready to bring us solutions for our problems. Let all God's people say amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hey,
God. Life changing.
Yes. You did a wonderful job. You were dynamic.
Yes.
Woo. I
Amen.
Love it.
Yes.
I love, bringing forth the word of God and messages that rattles my brain, challenges.
Amen.
The great Dr. Sam Chand, he's a wonderful man of God, travels all across the world teaching leadership. But he talks about how in this world, sometimes we get brainwashed, and that same brainwashing, erroneous doctrine is being mm-hmm. carried on from generation to generation to generation, mm-hmm. and it's handicapping mm-hmm. us. It's handicapping us generational to generational to generational. So he said what we have to learn to do is learn, but then when we find correction, we have to unlearn. And then when we know the correct way, relearn. Too many of us in the body of Christ, we're still trying to carry on that blue-footed, tag your foot, you know, type of doctrine and cliche speaking. But what we need to do is have an awakening. Keep the message, but you got to unlearn to relearn the new way of application. Yes. Keep the message.
Amen.
Oh, update in the application. Keep the message. Yes. Keep the Great Commission, but the application, the method is outdated. We're losing. Mm-hmm. And that's why the percentages are off. That's why over 50% of us is in poverty instead of over 50% in prosperity as believers in Christ. Hallelujah.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today. And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world. That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.